This goes to Dr. Freestone, Freestone, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Dale, Dale, middle initial R like Randy, Morford, M like Mary, Orford. Date of birth 3/16/1957. Dear Dr. Freestone, this is a consultation for Mr. Morford with rapidly increasing creatinine levels. We see a creatinine level of 1.59 on November 13th, 24, with GFR 47, 2/17, 25, creatinine 1.74, GFR 42, 5/9, 29, GFR, creatinine 2.02, and GFR 35, and 9/4, 25, creatinine 2.64, GFR 26. Potassium was 5.5 at that time. The patient does have severe generalized edema. He's got bilateral lower extremity ulcers and cellulitis, and he's being treated at the wound clinic in St. John's for this. Currently, he has a compression wrap on his left lower leg, and he's wearing a compression stocking on the right lower extremity. He is morbidly overweight. He did try Ozempic, tapered up from the lowest dose up to 2 milligram weekly. And once he got to the 2 milligram weekly, he began having persistent vomiting every time he ate. So he stopped the Ozempic and did not wish to try anything like that again. He's also very resistant to using insulin to treat diabetes at this time. He doesn't generally like using the shots, he states. And his daughter is here with him for this consultation. Currently, he's very weak and unsteady when he walks, so he has a sturdy walker with brakes and a seat, and he uses that so that he can ambulate safely and not have falls. He denies any headaches or dizziness, no current chest pain or palpitations. He has chronic shortness of breath with exertion. No current cough, wheezing, or sputum production. He has severe chronic edema of the lower extremities and pain in his low back, in his hips and knees. He believes he needs knee replacements in both knees currently, but he knows he's a poor surgical candidate at this time due to his obesity, diabetes, and recurrent ulcerations of the lower extremities. He has chronic severe constipation also. Past medical history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetic neuropathy, chronic low back pain, morbid obesity, bilateral knee pain, allergic rhinitis, constipation, severe generalized edema, hyperkalemia, cellulitis of both lower extremities, and a heart murmur. Past surgical history, he's had laparoscopic surgery on both knees. He's had multiple colonoscopies. He's had multiple EGDs done, hernia repair with mesh placement. Social history, he does not smoke cigarettes. He does not use alcohol. He denies illicit drug use, no marijuana use. He is single, and he's a retired welder. Family history is significant for type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies. He reports a drug allergy to metformin. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lipitor, 80 milligram daily, Invokana, 100 milligram daily, vitamin D3, vitamin B12 tablets, Flexeril, 10 milligram daily as needed for back pain, Zetia, 10 milligram daily. He previously was on Lasix, 40 milligram daily. He stopped taking that about a month ago when he started going to the wound clinic. Metalazone, 2.5 milligram twice a day, also stopped that a month ago. Glipizide, 10 milligram twice a day. He stopped using the Linzess, 72 milligram daily. It wasn't helping, he stated. Lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. metoprolol 50 milligram daily, Relafin 750 milligram twice a day. He is still taking that. Fish oil 1,000 milligram, two capsules twice a day. Prilosec 40 milligram daily. He's not on Zofran currently. Pioglitazone 45 milligram daily. Miralax 17 grams once a day as needed for constipation. Lyrica 100 milligram three times a day. Januvia 50 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight 387 pounds, height is 70 inches. Pulse is 60, oxygen saturation 98% on room air. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 68. His neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. And a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, difficult to palpate any masses or enlarged liver or spleen due to the obesity and body habitus. No bulges with cough or straining. Extremities, the right lower extremity, he's got 4-plus edema from toes to above his knee. Left lower extremity, 2 to 3-plus edema with a very tight wrap of the lower extremity to his knee and no edema above the knee. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies were done September 4th, 2025. Creatinine 2.64, estimated GFR 25, calcium 9.6, albumin 4.3, liver enzymes normal, sodium 146, potassium 5.5, carbon dioxide is 14, microalbumin to creatinine ratio normal at 12.2. Hemoglobin A1C is 6.7. We don't have a recent CBC, so we will be requesting one of those with this next lab study. And we will be doing labs monthly at this point. He also had a kidney ultrasound done 9/18 of 25. The right kidney 12.2 centimeters, the left kidney 12.9. Without hydronephrosis, no cysts or masses were noted, and the bladder was decompressed and not well evaluated, it said. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with rapid progression in renal decline. This is most likely a medication effect, possibly cardiac, but what we will need to do is get copies of his recent echo to review, and the patient does assure us that he's had no cardiac history, no cardiac catheterizations, no chest pains, no MI. But we will request any cardiac records for review. The medications possibly causing this progressive worsening, number one would be Relafin, and that he will stop today. Number 2 is pioglitazone, 45 milligram. Also, we're going to have him stop that today. So he may need some. He may need to start on some insulin, and I did discuss that with him today, and maybe he'll be a little more inclined to try that, perhaps long-acting insulin once a day, and he could titrate that up. The other one that can cause problems, which we will not recommend stopping at this time, it's controlling pain and neuropathy, but that would be the Lyrica, 100 milligram three times a day. We'd recommend not increasing the dose of that at all and keeping it as low as possible. And we've asked him to continue following a low-salt diabetic diet and limit fluid intake to 64 ounces in 24 hours. And we are going to check labs he's going to stop the pioglitazone and the Relafen today. And then we will check labs again in 1 week, and then monthly thereafter. We're going to check a parathyroid hormone and a urinalysis, looking for microscopic blood and protein. And we would like to get a copy of his recent echocardiogram for review. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.